Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to Gilat's first quarter 2016 results conference call. All participants are present in listen-only mode. Following management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question-and-answer session. For operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded May 18, 2016. I will now hand the call over to June Filingeri of Comm-Partners Inc. to read the safe harbor statement. June, please go ahead.
Thank you, Lauren. Good morning and good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us today for this conference call and webcast on Gilat's first quarter 2016 results. A recording of this call will be available beginning at approximately noon Eastern Time today, May 18, and will be available on our Gilat website until May 21 at noon. Also, please note that investors are urged to read the forward-looking statements in Gilat's earnings releases with the reminder that statements made on this earnings call that are not historical facts may be deemed forward-looking statements within the meaning of the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. All such forward-looking statements, including statements regarding future financial operating results, involve risks, uncertainties, and contingencies, many of which are beyond the control of Gilat and which may cause actual results to differ materially from anticipated results. Gilat is under no obligation to update or alter these forward-looking statements, whether as a result of new information, future events, or otherwise. The company expressly disclaims any obligation to do so. More detailed information about risk factors can be found in Gilat's reports filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission. With that said, let me turn to introductions. On the call today are Yonah Avadia, Gilat's CEO, Dov Bahrav, Chairman of the Board, and Adi Sfadia, Gilat's Chief Financial Officer. I would now like to turn the call over to Yonah Avadia. Yonah, please go ahead.
Thank you, June, and hello, everyone. Before I begin, please let me say that I'm honored to address you for the first time as a CEO. I was appointed CEO about two months ago after almost a year of holding various executive positions at Gilat. I would like to thank our chairman, Dov Bahrav, who during his time as interim CEO, successfully led Gilat to new strategic growth markets. I intend to work closely with him to continue advancing the strategic direction that has begun to bear fruit. On March 24 of this year, we announced the successful outcome of our rights offering, wherein shareholders holding approximately 90% of the company's shares exercised their basic subscription rights. Gilat shareholders submitted substantial oversubscription requests covering more than the unsubscribed portion. As a result of this process, the company received gross proceeds of about $35 million, providing us with added flexibility and capital to take advantage of larger scale projects in end-to-end services, HTS, and IFC, in line with our strategy. I would like to take this opportunity to thank our shareholders for their continued confidence and support. I will now provide a business summary for the first quarter, and afterwards, Adi will discuss our financial results. I will then conclude and open the call for questions. I'm pleased to report a positive first quarter in line with our plan. As Adi will report in more detail, we achieved good results in the first quarter of 2016, including top-line growth of 17% over the same quarter last year and EBITDA of $537,000. As a result of our business progress and good first quarter results, we are pleased to reiterate our management objective of a revenue target of $290 million-$310 million and an EBITDA target of $18 million-$24 million. These results are a strong testament to the validity of our strategy. I will now review the highlights of the quarter. Our cloud-based X architecture is continuing to gain wide acceptance as the most advanced HTS ground equipment technology. This single platform supports both fixed and mobility applications uniquely enabling our expansion into markets such as mobility, consumer, enterprise, and cellular. The advantages of X architecture enable us to win substantial deals in this market. For example, Eutelsat has chosen Gilat's X architecture as the platform for all of the 18 Ka band beams of the RSCC's Express AMD-1 Eutelsat 3060 satellite. Our X architecture platform was chosen after head-to-head competition against all the leading providers, and as such, Gilat will enable coverage throughout Western Russia and will supply its small end-user terminals to consumer broadband. In a second example, SES and Facebook have selected X architecture for Facebook's initiative to deliver broadband internet access throughout Africa. Our demonstrated ability to support multiple satellites from a single platform is a key factor for this project. Gilat will supply the hub to SES and VSATs directly to Facebook's designated partners in 11 African countries. In a third example, Telefónica de Peru has chosen our X architecture to extend cellular and broadband coverage to rural areas over high throughput satellites. Gilat's X architecture has the flexibility to support any number of frequency bands, enabling the smooth migration of thousands of VSATs from KU to KA frequency bands. In the mobility market, our in-flight connectivity strategy is gaining momentum with growth in the first quarter, resulting from a major project with Gogo. Gogo, the global leader in providing broadband connectivity solutions and wireless entertainment to thousands of aircraft, selected Gilat for its next generation airborne IP network modem system. The system will include our X architecture platform and our SkyEdge 2C Talos modem, featuring speeds of up to 400 megabits per second, dramatically improving the connectivity services to the aircraft. With Gogo's wide reach and deep connections in the airline industry, this is an excellent win and a further validation of our strategy. In Peru, our substantial FITEL regional infrastructure projects have progressed as planned this quarter. These projects are expected to generate significant revenue during 2016 and 2017, with continuing recurring revenues for operation of the network and selling additional services for another 10 to 12 years. As a reminder, these initiatives bring broadband internet connectivity to communities and government institutions in rural areas throughout the country. Finally, our market leadership in satellite backhaul was confirmed this quarter when the Small Cell Forum bestowed the award of the world's fastest LTE system to our customer, SoftBank, in Japan, and this bears testimony to the superiority of our Capricorn VSAT. In closing, I would like to note that our positive first quarter results achieved despite the fact that we are witnessing a slowdown in certain regional economies, notably in the Latin American and CIS markets. Our first quarter has demonstrated that we have more than compensated for these market conditions via significant achievements in new growth areas. I would like now to turn the call over to Adi, our CFO, who will review the financials. Adi, please.
Thank you, Yona, and good morning and good afternoon, everyone. I would like to remind everyone that our financial results are presented both on a GAAP and non-GAAP basis. The GAAP financial results include the effect of stock-based compensation, amortization of purchase intangibles, impairment of goodwill and long-lived assets, restructuring costs, and net income or loss from discontinued operations. The reconciliation table in our press release highlights this data, and our non-GAAP information presented excludes these items. I will now move to our financial highlights for the first quarter of 2016. Our results were in line with our plan for 2016 on both GAAP and non-GAAP basis. Revenues for the first quarter of 2016 were $52.7 million, a 17% increase compared to $45.2 million in the first quarter of 2015. The growth was driven mainly from increased revenue in our service segment, reflecting revenue from our project for FITEL in Peru. In addition, we saw growth in our mobility segment especially in-flight connectivity, offset in part by slowest revenues in our commercial segment due to soft economic condition in Latin America and CIS regions, as Yona discussed earlier. In comparison to the fourth quarter of 2015, our revenues were 22% lower. The decrease is primarily attributed to the seasonality in our business, with our fourth quarter typically our strongest. In addition, we had higher revenues from FITEL in the previous quarter. Revenues from FITEL can vary quarter to quarter, depending on the percentage of the project completion. In the first quarter of 2016, our GAAP gross margin decreased to 24% of revenues from 29% in the same quarter last year, as expected. The decrease in our gross margin is mainly attributable to different product mix due to the fact that revenues from the FITEL project in Peru have a lower gross margin compared to our satellite business. Our gross margin in the previous quarter was 15%. During the previous quarter, we recorded an impairment of long-lived assets of $10.1 million related to our Colombia Kioscos project due to expected future losses from this project. Excluding this impairment charge, our gross margin in the previous quarter was 30%, which benefited from higher revenue volume. Total R&D expenses on a GAAP basis were $5.9 million compared to $6.5 million in the same quarter last year and $5.7 million in the previous quarter. We continue to invest substantially in R&D to support our strategy in HTS and mobility, especially IFC solutions. Sales and marketing expenses were $5.1 million compared to $6.3 million in the same quarter last year and $6.1 million in the previous quarter. The decrease in sales and marketing expenses is attributable mainly to lower variable expenses. G&A expenses were $4.4 million compared to $4.6 million in the same quarter last year and $3.4 million in the previous quarter. In the previous quarter, we benefited from an adjustment to a contingency provision stemming from a favorable court decision offset in part by restructuring expenses. Total operating expenses on a GAAP basis were $15.4 million compared to $17.2 million in the same quarter last year and $13.8 million in the previous quarter. GAAP operating loss was $3 million compared to an operating loss of $4 million in the same quarter last year and an operating loss of $3.4 million in the previous quarter. The GAAP loss was $4 million or $0.09 per diluted share compared to a loss of $5.6 million or $0.13 per diluted share in the same quarter last year and a loss of $5.2 million or a loss of $0.12 per diluted share in the previous quarter. We regularly use supplemental non-GAAP financial measures internally to understand, manage, and evaluate our business to make operating decisions. We believe these non-GAAP financial measures provide consistent and comparable measures to help investors understand our current and future operating performance. Non-GAAP financial measures mainly exclude the effect of stock-based compensation, amortization of purchased intangibles, restructuring expenses, and impairment of goodwill and long-lived assets. On a non-GAAP basis, the operating loss for the first quarter was $1.4 million compared to an operating loss of $2.1 million in the same quarter last year. Non-GAAP operating profit for the previous quarter was $8.9 million. Non-GAAP loss was $2.4 million or $0.05 per diluted share compared to a non-GAAP loss of $3.7 million or $0.09 per diluted share in the same quarter last year. Non-GAAP net income for the previous quarter was $7 million or income of $0.16 per diluted share. EBITDA for the first quarter of 2016 was $537,000 compared to EBITDA of $180,000 in the same quarter last year. EBITDA in the previous quarter was $11.1 million. As of March 31st, 2016, our total cash and equivalent, including restricted cash, net of short-term bank loans and credits, was $122.1 million, an increase of $1.2 million from the previous quarter. During the quarter, we received about $15 million from the rights offering. The remainder of the proceeds was received during April 2016. DSOs, which exclude the receivables and revenues of our service segment, increased to 137 days compared to 100 days in the previous quarter. We received significant late payments during April. Our shareholders' equity at the end of the quarter totaled to about $191 million, compared to with $178 million in the end of the fourth quarter. That concludes our financial review for the quarter, and I would like now to turn the call over to back to Yona. Yona?
Thank you, Adi. To summarize, we had a good first quarter, and we are on track to meet our management objectives for the year, which are full-year revenues in the range of $290 million-$310 million and an EBITDA of approximately $18 million-$24 million. Looking forward, I'm confident that we can leverage our capabilities and translate our strategic focus areas into profitable growth for the company. That concludes our review, and I would like now to open the floor for questions. Operator, please.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question-answer session. If you have a question, please press star one. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star two. If you're using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be pulled in order they are received. Please stand by while we pull for your questions. The first question from Hamed Khorsand of Jupiter Sheridan Assets. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the calling. Your gross profit is positive, and your net income is loss, negative. What your company is planning to do in order to change the situation of this company that we see year after year, 2014, 2015, loss after loss? What you planning to do that this company, the net income, finally will be profit? Thank you.
It's Dov. I will address to our strategy how to increase the shareholders' valuation, which is based on the net profit. In order to generate net profit, we adopted a strategy that will increase profitable revenue. We are now focusing on mobility, on broadband for the masses, on cellular backhaul, and rural area broadband internet projects. We believe that this, of course, we have a substantial activity in China. These five strategic focuses will generate and start generating already a growth for the company. Not only growth, but profitable growth. Our unique offering in in-flight connectivity of the dual-band antenna of Ku and the fastest modem in the industry of
Very good.
That will get to 400 Mbps. That will generate. We have already agreements, and we expect it to be substantial a growth factor for our activity. The same is the activity in Peru. The same is the contract that we achieve in China, and the contract that we and the activities that we are initiating of full solution end-to-end in a certain area for consumer broadband. So, we believe that the current business, which will continue, supported by the growth engines, will generate revenue and profit. So we expect to see from loss to profit. More than that, we are changing the way that managers in the company are referring to achieving profitability in their projects. All the measurement system in the company is changed. The way that we measure the success of the people is changed. So all the company is focused on achieving profitability. So we believe that the internal activity and of the measuring and pursuing profitability and EBIT, and the external one of a growth engine, profitable growth engine, will bring the company to profitability, to and positive net income.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
The next question from Gunther Carrier of Discovery Group. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello everybody. I have two questions. The first question has to do with China. What is the status, if there's any change in the China rolling stock rail business? Since the announcement, nothing has been heard. And the second question is there any gain in market share worldwide moving from terrestrial to a satellite-based cellular backhaul?
Regarding China, we announced two substantial wins, I think it was Q4, one with China Satcom, one with Synerton, with substantial amount of money. The revenue will be actually included in the second half of the year. That refers to satellites that will be launched, and that's based on the agreements that we have with the customer. That was that is the plan. But in the meantime, we see by far more opportunities in China, not only in fixed satellite, but also in mobility. We announced the MOU with CRRC, the largest trains manufacturer in the world, that chose us to be their partner for satellite communication. And we see other opportunities in China, so we are focusing on it, and we will see the growth in the revenue starting the second half of 2016, and we believe that that can be a substantial growth engine moving forward. What was the second half?
Can you please repeat the second question?
The second question was, is there any, do you see any movement in market share from terrestrial-based cellular backhaul to satellite-based cellular backhaul?
Well, yes, I would say,
Bob,
yes.
Let me take this one. This is Yona. So I think the answer is as follows. I don't know that there is a move of market share, but I think the market is growing because of the fact that the price of capacity is going down, and because of the fact that technology, such as the X architecture that Gilat brings to the table, allows a comparable user experience, I think that the market is growing, and as part of that, the satellite portion is also growing. So we do very much see potential because there's more demand and there are more people that consume more as the prices go lower, and as technology enables them to have good user experience, the overall market grows, and we not only hope to benefit, we already benefit from that. Because our share also is growing as part of it. So it's not that it's moving, it's growing, and we started to grow with it, and we hope to continue and grow with it.
Thank you.
If there are any additional questions, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. Please stand by while we pull for more questions. There are no further questions at this time. Before I ask Mr. Yona Ovadia to go ahead with concluding statement, I would like to remind participants that a replay of this call is scheduled to begin 2 hours after the conference. In the U.S., please call 1-888-782-4291. In Israel, please call 03-925-5901. Internationally, please call 972 563-925-5901. Mr. Avadia, would you like to make a concluding statement?
I would like to thank all of you for joining us on this call and for your time and attention. I hope to see you soon or speak to you on our next call. Thank you very much and have a great day.
Thank you. This concludes Gilat's first quarter 2016 results conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.